Okay. Mark Levine is our guest. He is, you know, I mean, you know so much about him. I'll tell you more about Mark later, but let's, because of time, let's get into the meat of this. You know him sitting here on the Leslie Marshall Show, and he is a former legislative counsel to Democratic Congressman Barney Frank and the House Judiciary Homeland Security and Financial Services Committees. He does host, as I mentioned earlier, the Washington-based radio and television show, talk show The Inside Scoop, also the Raucous Caucus on Pacifica Radio, WPFW 89.3 FM, and he frequently appears on Fox, MSNBC, CNN, Fox Business, and CNBC Television. He's tangled with Bill O'Reilly on the right. He tangles with his Pacifica co-host on the left. He's tangled with me. We could even tango. He said we could even tango. You can follow him on Twitter at Mark Levine Talk, and his website is marklevinetalk.com. Mark, before we get to the topic, you know, sometimes people think that you're Mark Levin.
Yes, please don't.
No, the conservative, and people will be like, why are you having him sit in for you? Why are you having him on the show? But anyway, I'm not. More than a pleasure to have you, buddy, and I love being on with you and not just having you sit in for me when I'm not around. Let's talk about this. I mean, you know, Mitt Romney on spending. Andrew Taylor wrote for the Associated Press, quote, guns triumph over butter. Guns triumph over butter. And we're talking about reducing government deficits Mitt Romney's way, right? Which certainly is taking care of himself and his buddies who are in that 1% and upper 1% of the 1%.
I don't see how he can reduce the deficit at all, frankly. I think he's promising a lot of air in the sky. If he is to be taken seriously, then we're going to have to end food stamps, end Medicaid. We're going to have to really cut back on Social Security, cut back on Medicare. If he's to be taken seriously, we have to end virtually all unemployment insurance in the United States, all student loans. I don't take it seriously at all. I don't think that the American people are ready to give up Social Security, are ready to voucherize Medicare. But his budget, again, if it's to be taken seriously, is more right-wing than Paul Ryan's, and Paul Ryan's is pretty out there.
And Paul Ryan, take one, was a massive failure. Take two isn't helping much. I guess, you know, hey, you know, with, you know, Paul Ryan as a buddy, Romney can just kiss, you know, the vote of every disabled, you know, American, every veteran, every senior citizen. The list goes on.
Well, that's why Romney's being very careful not to tell Americans what he wants. He'll say things like, I'm going to cut government spending 20%. I'm going to cut government spending by 1/7. But he won't tell you where he's cutting, and he does that very purposefully. Because one of his plans, for example, is major cuts in Social Security. Seniors like Social Security. He wants major cuts in Medicare. He wants to voucherize it. He wants to privatize it. He wants to bring it back to the states. Well, people like that. And a lot of people don't think that we should be having more poor people with less health care in this country. We have enough of a homeless problem. Imagine what it will be when we have these shanty towns, Romney towns, all across the country. So I think he doesn't say, because he knows that either it won't pass, in which case we'll have massive deficits because he's giving all these tax breaks to the rich people, or it will pass and he'll undo entirely the New Deal. And I don't think most Americans want that.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue with our guest, and we'll take your calls. Mark Levine is our guest. As I mentioned, he's sat in for me many times before. Check out his website, marklevinetalk.com. That's capital M-A-R-K, capital L-E-V-I-N-E, capital T-A-L-K.com. Follow him on Twitter, at Mark Levine Talk. He is somebody who is a host of his own show on radio and television, The Inside Scoop, also the Raucous Caucus on Pacifica Radio, WPFW 89.3 FM. And of course, he sits in for me here, Leslie Marshall, on the Leslie Marshall Show very frequently. He is a friend personally, professionally, definitely a friend of this program. And I know a lot of you like him as well. So if you want to talk with him in this hour, pick up the phone and join us. 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. That's Leslie Marshall. Welcome or welcome back. If you want to join us, pick up the phone and do so in this and every hour, 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. Mark Levine is our guest. I will tell you again about him coming up, but right now, because it's a shorter and the shorter segment of this and every hour, Mark, thank you for holding. Welcome back. When we talk about the government reduction and the deficit reduction that Romney talks about, Mark, do you think that voters care about deficit reduction, or do they care about unemployment, the economy? And even though deficit reduction is part of the economy, that really doesn't translate into more dollars and cents in their pocketbooks, their wallets, their paychecks, and their bank accounts, right?
I don't think voters ever care about deficit reduction. I think it's used to scare voters, and I think it's something where people say, "Ah, young people, you're never going to get Social Security." So it's used to scare them. That particular lie is untrue because the government requires everyone to be paid Social Security, including today's young people. And if they don't have enough money, they simply print it. So the deficit is a problem for economists like me. And we can talk about, you know, when it should be paid back. I happen to think it should be paid back in good times when we have a strong economy and not in weak times when we have a bad economy. But I don't think too many votes happen because of the deficit. I really don't.
No, I don't either. And I don't even think it comes down to numbers. I think it comes down to feeling. But let's talk about the type of deficit reduction Mitt Romney is proposing. Because if things are done Mitt Romney's way, we're talking about a lot of pain, more burden to the middle class, the working class, obviously, and lower income families and impoverished families. Less money for health care, for the poor specifically. Less money for health care for disabled. And huge cuts to food inspection, border security and education, and food inspection cuts. Well, you know, you couldn't write it better than this when we had a cow diagnosed in Central California with mad cow disease today.
Yes. By the way, I should know, you said that the cow was a him. Most cows are hers, Leslie. So I know you like to blame the men for these things. The cows are female. So just want to be clear.
You know what? I really did. I mean, wait a minute. So how did cows become impregnated if they're not?
No, bulls are a male cow.
Oh, I honestly, I didn't know that. I thought there were male and female cows. I really didn't know that. I'm sure somebody taught me somewhere.
We didn't eat bulls and cows, but we only talk about cows because there are actually very few bulls around because they're aggressive and all these things.
Yeah, so, because they're all being butchered in Spain, you know, by a matador. But anyway, I'm back.
Anyway, sorry, to get off topic.
Okay, so this cow, we may not have caught that with such cuts being proposed.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, the government has been whittled down already very small. When you look at, if you take out Social Security and Medicare and you take out defense spending, you take out interest spending, there's really very little left in the government. And if Mitt Romney is to have his way and start cutting things by 20%, then absolutely right. Food inspections have to go out the window. Frankly, I think we're going to have to close down all the national parks. I don't know how we can afford to keep them open. There's so many things the government does that we don't even think about. I mean, is he going to cut Homeland Security? I don't think so, because he likes military spending. But if he doesn't cut Homeland Security, where will the cuts come from? Will it come from, you know, cleanup efforts after a hurricane, emergency aid? It's got to come from somewhere. And if he's not going to make the rich pay the same rate that they've paid for the past 50 years, but keep this abnormally low rate, then the money's got to come from somewhere.
Absolutely. We only have a minute before the break, so let's leave it at that. We'll be back with Mark right after the break, and we'll be back with you. If you're listening to us on our stream, on the radio, you want to weigh in, you have a question, you have a comment, we'd love to hear from you. What do you think about the proposed spending cuts by Romney to reduce the deficit? Are you buying it? And America, how can you, even if you're rich and unless you're extremely rich and have no soul or conscience, how could you cut more money for health care or from healthcare for poor people, for disabled people? How can you cut food inspection, border security, and education? Border security, damn it! Arizona wants to racially profile because they're so afraid of the lack of border security. I'm Leslie Marshall. Back to you, our guest Mark Levine, right after this. 866-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. Mark Levine joins us. His website, marklevinetalk.com, currently hosting the Washington-based radio and television talk show, The Inside Scoop, and on Pacifica Radio WPFW 89.3 FM, The Raucous Caucus. He's also a guest here on my show, but also sits in for me takes over from me when I'm away, and that's something big to say because I trust him. Anyway, Mark, thank you for holding. Welcome back. And by the way, Mark, not just listeners, but guests, you know, and people who sit in for me, you got to check it out if you don't have the Go to My PC app, seriously, because I know you're easily as busy, if not busier, than I am.
I will check that out. Thank you for the heads up. I appreciate it.
Okay, let's take some calls, and somebody I'm sure you know, a regular on the show, Michael in the Bronx. Michael, thank you for joining us. Welcome. Question or comment from Mark?
Wow, what a joy. I get to speak to not one, but two of my Facebook friends. How you doing, Mark?
Hello, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing good, guy. You know something? When it comes to Mitt Romney, how many times do we have to keep having the same discussion over and over again? I mean, you and Mark, you, Leslie, you, Mark, as well as me, as many progressives, we all get the point. But then these Republicans want to keep hammering down the same godforsaken Republican plan of cuts, 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 and making the 99% suffer. And meantime, they go all about preaching about personal responsibility, moral responsibility, fiscal responsibility. They never walk the walk. I'm still waiting for them to start sacrificing some stuff on their own and stop pickpocketing the people that are struggling. You people want to cut something. Hey, Mitt Romney, if you're listening, now hear this. No, no, no more cuts. You want to cut something? Here's something for you Republicans to cut. Cut the crap. End of story.
All right, I'll tell you what we can always count on Michael, can't we, Mark? I mean, you know,
yes,
just,
we can.
I wish he would come out. Wish he would come out of his shell. You know,
he's such a shy private type. I mean, look, he does want to cut the taxes of multimillionaires like himself. He feels like that. Really, you're, I guess, an idiot if you make only under $1 million a year, because then you pay a higher rate of taxes than Mitt Romney does. And let's recall that Mitt Romney believes if you're a multimillionaire, you should sacrifice less than if you're a middle class American. And that one issue, I think, typifies everything you need to know about Mitt Romney. You know, it's okay. He's rich. We get it. He's rich. But Roosevelt was rich. FDR was rich. John F. Kennedy was rich. But they were rich and they cared about the poor. They cared about the middle class. Romney is rich and only cares about the rich.
Definitely only cares about the rich. Oh, did you know that his wife raised 5 boys without a nanny? It's like, because you could sit home and had the money to do it. But anyway, you know, but he likes to spend too, because he did promise budget increases for the Pentagon. As a matter of fact,
right,
the budget increases, as you know, are above those that are sought by some GOP, defense hawks. And that means that the rest of the government would have to shrink even more. So what are we doing? We're doing exactly opposite of what Americans want, putting more and more and more money into the military, more and more money into defense. And what does that say? Romney plans what? To stand along Israel and bombing the crap out of Iran, all the while when we really need to be looking at North Korea? I mean, I digress. But you know, but the list, you know, the list goes on and on. This is, to me, stupid politically for Romney to do. It's not wise for him to do, to promise such budget increases for the Pentagon, you know, on the backs of more shrinkage from the government, except for true civil libertarians who probably are applauding that.
Leslie, he may still change his mind. Remember, Mitt Romney changes his mind every other hour. So maybe he'll completely throw out this plan and come up with a new one. I mean, that's what the Etch-a-Sketch is all about, right?
Very true. Very true. When you know, non-military programs are going to incur larger cuts than those called for by the GOP budget, which is very tight-fisted, and, you know, as a matter of fact, more cuts than, you know, the House wanted and passed last month. The differences over the government's budget and the spiraling deficits, I think, separate not only Republican and Democrat, but separate Romney from some other Republicans.
Well, I mean, he's actually further to the right than Paul Ryan. And Paul Ryan's plan was considered so radical that Newt Gingrich, no liberal he, considered it I forgot the words he used, but something like a radical, radical plan. I have to get his exact words. But Newt Gingrich thought Paul Ryan cut too much, and now Mitt Romney wants to cut more than Paul Ryan. But he won't specify where, because he knows if he says close down all the national parks, people aren't going to want that. If he knows if he says cut Social Security, people aren't going to want that. End student loans, people aren't going to want that. So he's very clear just to say, I'm going to cut the government, because people say, oh, yeah, the government's too big, until you specify what exactly it is the government does, and then people want that.
The president's budget generally is not huge, not high risk, right? I mean, there are minimal cuts to health care programs. Those are rapidly growing, Medicare, Medicaid. And he does obviously sock it to wealthier people with the tax increases, all of this in an effort to close the $1 trillion-plus deficit. So he's trying deficit reduction. Now, by contrast, Romney, he proposes broad cuts in government spending and, you know, certainly has promises, I think over promises on reductions that even a Congress with conservatives, I think, would find it hard to deliver. Do you? I mean, is he overpromising? And would he have a hard time not only with Congress, but with the conservatives there?
I do not think Mitt Romney's budget will pass. So, you know, we can talk about it, and it certainly is radical in what he claims to want, but I actually don't think it will pass. I think what we'll end up with is a much larger deficit than we have currently, and because I don't think his stuff can pass. Now, you know, we'll see. I mean, if the Republicans take over, if Mitt Romney wins, Republicans will probably take over the Senate as well, and they'll have the House. So maybe with a few renegade Democrats, they could pass such a budget, but if they did, I just don't see how we wouldn't win the Congress back in 2014, the presidency in 2016. Americans like their Social Security. They like their Medicare. They like their national parks. They like their student loans. They like their food safety inspectors. They don't want to get mad cow disease. They like clean rivers and clean air. And these things really aren't that controversial around the edges.
Now, the thing I don't like, and in an election year, I think he's got to change it, because right now, if you look at all his campaign materials, there are relatively few specifics. I mean, he has a pledge to bring total government down to 20% of the U.S. economy by the end of the first term in 2016. That would be roughly approximately in line where it was during George Bush's presidency. Right now, 23.5% of the gross domestic product, that would slip by 2016 to 21.8%. The Congressional Budget Office say, which is not, you know, much different than what Romney's promising. But Romney does not provide specifics. And when a guy's running for president and saying, vote for me because I want to reduce the deficit, you know, where's the blueprint?
It'll be interesting to see how much the media presses him on this, particularly in the debates. Part of it is that when you talk about the budget, you bore a lot of people. They'd much rather talk about his dog on the roof, which is kind of fun, but it doesn't relate to what he would actually do. That's why the specifics matter, and that's why I think President Obama has been very smart to, instead, because Romney won't lay out the specifics, President Obama is laying out specifics. He's saying, okay, Romney wants to cut the government 20%. Fine. That's going to mean he's going to cut student loans. And that's going to mean he's going to close the national parks. And that's going to mean he's going to cut Social Security. And if Romney says, I'm not going to touch Social Security or the national parks or food safety, then the question is, oh, well, then you have to end 100% Veterans Affairs. You'll have to end any help to the poor. There'll be starving people on the streets. If you got to cut, and he claims he is, it's got to come from somewhere. It's time for Mitt Romney to tell the American people where that is.
We're going to take a break because I don't want to ask, Mark and I are both long-winded. So we'll take a break. We'll be back. We'll talk more about this. I want to talk about Paul Ryan's plan, and I want to talk about the Americans' opinion of it, because the only time I ever agreed with Newt Gingrich is when he said, look, if the majority of Americans, you know, don't want to touch Medicare, maybe you shouldn't. Maybe you should leave it alone, paraphrasing greatly. But we will talk about the endorsement by Mitt Romney to the House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan, Republican from Wisconsin's plan. And also raising the Social Security retirement age, which Mitt Romney suggests we do, and reducing the cost of living increases for those retirees that are better off. So see, he doesn't want to tax rich people. He just wants to screw rich old people. I'm Leslie Marshall. We'll be back to our guest, Mark Levine. You and your phone calls if you want to join us one more segment after this break. So get in on the action. Get in on the talk right now. 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7544. Let's go back to our guest, Mark Levine, joining us here live on the Leslie Marshall Show. Often sits in for me tonight, sitting with me and talking about Mitt Romney and his spending. And Mark, let's talk about Paul Ryan. You know, Plan One was completely rejected by the American people, and when Republicans saw how harshly the American people were rejecting and how huge the cuts were to Medicare, in a sense, sent Ryan, or he took himself back to the drawing board. Yes, there are some differences, but not huge differences. I mean, there are some huge, huge cuts. Basically, he wants to transform Medicare from a program that directly pays hospital and doctor bills into vouchers for subsidizing future beneficiaries and buying health insurance. And, you know, I mean, Romney promises to protect current Social Security and Medicare recipients from cuts. But, you know, starting in January of this year, we have 10,000 people a day for the next 19 years entering into the program. That's a heck of a lot of the voter population this is going to affect. Why would anybody running for president, even though they're a Republican, you know, endorse Paul Ryan's plan take two when the Americans are still poo-pooing it, even Americans on the right?
Well, in the break, I found Newt Gingrich's quote about the Paul Ryan plan.
Thank you. And
Newt Gingrich called it right-wing social engineering. Right-wing social engineering. That's Newt Gingrich. That's the leader of the Gingrich revolution. That's the guy who brought down, you know, Bill Clinton and brought in this whole radical notion that you can never agree with the Democrats, you can never compromise. This, and Gingrich considers Paul Ryan right-wing social engineering, and Romney's to the right of it. But Romney's being very careful not to specify exactly what he wants to do. It actually reminds me, I've studied that Nixon's secret strategy to end the war in Vietnam. Well, Romney has a secret strategy to fix the economy. He won't tell us what it is because, let's face it, Romney has no idea what it is. He's promising to cut taxes dramatically for the wealthy, but he's not saying where the money's coming from. In fact, there's $3.4 trillion that he won't account for, according to the Tax Policy Center. And even Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels, he's someone that the Republicans often talked about as someone they'd like to see run for president. He decided not to run for president. Even Mitch Daniels is saying, well, Romney won't tell us what his strategy is. He's saying that, this is a quote from Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels, he said that Romney should go ahead and have the confidence to explain to the voters with some specificity what he plans to do, which is a nice way of saying, hey, Romney, we don't know what you're going to do, and we're Republicans. So he does plan at least as dramatic cuts as in the Ryan plan, but he won't specifically endorse anything to let us know exactly what it's going to be, and I don't know if he's going to get away with it when it comes to November.
When we talk about what he gets away with, let's look at some of the things he's proposing. And once again, this does hit those who are not just retired, but disabled, etc. He suggests raising the Social Security retirement age. And, you know, yeah. I got to say, Mark, that's one thing I'm not totally against. So we may disagree on this. One of the reasons I'm not totally against it is there's direct evidence that links, you know, people who continue to work with not, you know, not having Alzheimer's or dementia. In other words, the more you keep your brain active and you're working, the less likely you are. And also we're living longer. But that's a whole other subject for another day. So he suggests raising the Social Security retirement age. I'm not usually against that, by the way. But I am against reducing cost of living increases for retirees that are, you know, and I know people are saying these people that are better off. What is better off, though? I mean, if it's 1%, it's one thing, but it's not.
I mean, look, the Social Security system is solvent well through 2033. Bill Clinton actually made it solvent to 2043, and then George Bush, unfortunately, spent 10 years of it. But it's still solvent for a good 20 years. And, you know, whether something has to be done after that, frankly, my solution isn't to raise the retirement age, Leslie. I slightly disagree with you. What I would do is I would raise the tax rate, the payroll tax rate, so not the rate, excuse me, but who it covers. Right now, it's 7.5%. It's been lowered by President Obama to 4% temporarily. But the heart of it is that you only pay on your first $100,000 in income. So if you make $100,000, you pay 7%. If you make $1 million, you pay less than 1%. If you make $10 million, you pay less than 0.1%. That doesn't make sense to me. That's a regressive tax. So to me, you could easily fix the solvency for the next 50 years without raising the retirement age. All you do is make everybody pay their fair share. And that seems consistent with me with what President Obama wants to do. So that's my personal take on the Social Security system.
Very quickly, we have a minute. Medicaid enrollment. President wants to cover more people above the poverty line. This is a move that Romney promises to repeal.
Well, and that means that we already have poor people without health care. If you've seen Michael Moore's movie, Sicko, you know that people die in this country, tens of thousands, because they lack inadequate health care. I guess that'll then be hundreds of thousands. I mean, it's disgusting.
Yeah, it always amazes me how rich people don't even see poor. They're blind to the poor. They really are. Mark Levine, host of the Washington-based radio television talk show, The Inside Scoop, also the Raucous Caucus on Pacifica Radio, WPFW 89.3 FM. He's my buddy. Follow him on Twitter, @MarkLevineTalk. His website, MarkLevineTalk.com. Don't go away.